This is the MissionMonday.com podcast, where we give you a way to take the random out of random acts of kindness. You can make the world a better place, one human interaction at a time. Go to MissionMonday.com to learn more about Mark and Sam and what we do and how to make it happen where you are. Mission Monday family, it's going to be a longer post video podcast than normal, whatever you want to call it, because I know I'm going to ramble on this one. So don't look at the dogs, work the lock. I'll explain what that means in just a little bit. I posted about it this last week, I think on LinkedIn. I haven't said, here's a teaser on this week's next mission. And I want to talk about Magnum PI a little bit. Now, if you don't know what Magnum PI is, because you're old, not old like me, Magnum PI was a detective show in the 80s that was formative in my youth. I wanted to be Magnum, absolutely, 100%. I thought he was one of the coolest dudes ever. My family always watched this. And there was a lot of entertaining stuff with Magnum. He drove around his boss's Ferrari, had a buddy that had a helicopter. There was just so many cool things about it. But one of the things that was really formative for me is Magnum used to talk about this little voice that he had inside that would warn him about things or give him advice. And it became a narrative in the show. And growing up was like, I have a little voice like that. And as I've grown up, I realized this is just self-talk. And I think self-talk is super interesting. Like about 2 years ago, I realized I engage in two different kinds of self-talk. When I am talking positively to myself, engaging in that kind of self-talk, trying to motivate myself, I always talk to myself in the first person. And when I am engaging in unhealthy, negative self-talk, I talk to myself in the third person. Strange. Anyway, I don't know what it means. I know I've talked about it before, but I don't know what it means. Anyway, back to Magnum, back to self-talk. So I just saw a clip somewhere on social media. Magnum is trying to get into his boss's Ferrari, and these two Dobermans, Zeus and Apollo, if you've seen the show, you know what I'm talking about, are running up on him, and he's having a hard time unlocking the door. He probably didn't have the keys, trying to jimmy the lock. And he kept saying to himself, don't look at the dogs, work the lock. And he screws up once and he looks at the dogs, but he looked at the dogs. And he says again, don't look at the dogs, work the lock. And I thought, that is my self-talk for this week is, hey, you know what is out there that's negative. You know what the threats are. Don't stare at it. Do the work that's going to solve the situation. Don't look at the dogs, work the lock. Don't focus on the bad that can happen, work on the solution. And I thought, man, that is so good. So here is, this was a long rambling way about how do we get to this mission. So in my head, what I am telling myself this week is don't look at the dogs, work the lock. Don't look at the threats. Don't look at what's getting in your way. Do the work and solve the problem. I want you this week, make sure you ask somebody, hey, when you talk to yourself and you're trying to motivate yourself, what do you say? Because I think there's a lot of people that talk to themselves, but they don't talk out loud about it. And I think there's some consistent things we say to ourselves. And I hope there's positive things you say to yourself. Ask somebody this week and say, hey, do you ever talk to yourself to get yourself motivated? And if you do, what is it you say? You can even say, I know this guy, Sam. And this week he's saying, don't look at the dogs, work the lock. And you can explain that. And you can maybe talk about, hey, what is it that you say to motivate yourself? What's your self-talk? So this week, ask at least one person, hey, do you self-talk? Do you talk to yourself? Do you do it to motivate yourself? And if you do, what is it that you say? Thanks for indulging me in a mission post that was like twice the length of normal. I love it that you guys stuck with me. I love it that you're going to try this mission. It's new. I love it if you go to missionmonday.com. And I love you guys.